Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Welcome to another bonus episode of the Staller Podcast. It's an extra one for you.
As you know, as you know.
Sure you're aware of that point now.
Nothing new there. We answer the listeners' questions.
We answer them, yeah, we do. And Ed is here to...
I am here.
Prompt us with them.
To ask the same questions. Hello, Darren, Joe, and whichever producer is currently doing the heavy lifting. I like this. Lads, imagine you're on Dublin City Council. And you've secured a massive grant from the Urban Regeneration and Development Fund. Thinking along the lines of the infamous IFSC Whitewater Rafting Plan, what is the most rage-bait yet semi-believable project you could propose just to outrage the people of Dublin? Bonus points if it's wildly expensive and completely unnecessary. I'm thinking of the sorts of like a football pitch in the inner city, but putting a children's playground right in the middle to optimise multi-purpose space. Thanks, Luke.
Good question. Good question.
That is a good question.
That's good, a good question.
Provocative.
It's a very good question, Luke.
Now, there we go.
I'm thinking a big swing underneath the bridge at Talbot Street. Just a big swing.
No, for no reason.
Like, just for fun.
It's the swing on.
Mm.
An inconvenient size as well.
Oh, get in the way of traffic, like.
Yeah.
Way in.
And you had to stop the traffic.
Yeah.
Another way when there's roadworks and it's like stop and go. One of them just for that swing. So when someone gets on, you have to stop. And it builds like mountains of traffic.
Or the swings across the traffic. So the traffic is going straight, you're going left to right, and it's your job to dodge the buses going by you. Wouldn't that be fun?
Mm.
Just for a bit of crack. Or you could take the canal, right? I'm thinking you take the canal. This is, I'm bouncing a little bit off the White Rock River rafting.
Mm-hmm.
And you freeze it, and you turn it into the longest ice rink, all the way up to the Crow Park, all the way down to East Wall. Just one big long ice rink.
Nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That would be fun. Imagine like just, or not even ice rink, but a bobsled all the way down.
Bobsled.
Crow Park.
That is an amazing idea.
You know?
Bobsled into town. Bobsled taxis.
They have this, it's a cycleway now. Waste of time. Just freeze the canal.
Mm.
No brainer. You're welcome, Dublin City.
I'm trying to think of what's wrong with that idea. I cannot think of a single thing.
No. I mean, it's so obvious that maybe it's too obvious that it's easy to overlook.
Yeah.
You could overlook that real easy.
What if, like, you were never allowed to enter town in a car because there's a bubble football all over town?
Maybe, like, take the bubble football and zorb up the Liffey.
Yeah.
Zorb.
Zorb up the Liffey.
You want to go zorbing up the Liffey?
I think you want to like rattle the cage, so I think like there's nothing more rattling than not allowing cars in town anymore.
Mm.
I think that would really upset everyone.
Well, that would piss
and the off, fact yeah. that it's bubble football is the cause of this would be really upsetting.
Cars can't go through O'Connell Street because they're playing bubble football. Okay, lads?
And I'm really enjoying it.
It's as simple as that.
So if you want a game, come along to bubble football.
Or do you know, what do you call it, a maypole?
Yeah.
You know a maypole where everyone got... What if the spire was just a big gigantic maypole?
No, yeah. And once a week they...
They go around it.
Stop the traffic to...
Let the kids play maypole.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, the... I'm looking at that big circle in the wall there and it reminds me of the portal.
Yeah.
That was kind of stupid, wasn't it? Still is.
Still there.
Still stupid. Still a waste of money. Waste of electricity. Waste of internet. The webcam. Stick a laptop there and on a table.
Same thing.
Same.
It's not even a portal.
You can't even go to the other country.
You can't just walk into it like Stargate.
It's false advertisement is what it is.
Yeah.
And the angle is all weird as well. It's like you're looking down at somebody. Like the camera should be lower so it would feel more like you're there.
Eye line like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually is like that, isn't it?
I'd bring in a new law where everyone has to... It's a good law, right? It's called the millionaire law. Everybody has to put... Everyone in Dublin, right? There's a million people in Dublin, give or take, a bit more. There's a million people in Dublin. Everybody puts a euro into a pot, little Revolut vault or whatever you want to call it, and that means there's £1 million in the pot. Everybody gets that €1 million for a day. So you get that at some point. Well, just for today. Yeah, and then like
it'll go on to the next person.
It will eventually be you. It'll eventually be your turn to be a millionaire.
There's a chance that might not get to some people though.
This is the risk we actually take.
It won't get to some people.
It'd be hard to spend £1 million in a day.
Wouldn't.
You wouldn't know it's coming to you. So you'd wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning and you look at your phone and you see, of £1 million in my Revolut. Like, you can't buy a house. There's not a lot of things you can do with £1 million in a day. So, other than buy some small trinkets.
Mm.
Nice trinkets. Maybe you could buy a car.
Could get a car.
You couldn't. Could you get the car written, signed, contracted in that same day and have it like delivered to your house? Or could you drive off the forecourt? It feels to me that, can you come back on Monday and we'll have the...
Yeah, we have to, like, have to go through the paperwork.
For a car that expensive?
I've always wondered what the process of buying a car first hand actually is.
Yeah.
Well, me and Amy bought one.
Off the lot?
Yeah.
I thought yours was second hand.
Was.
Oh, well then.
Well, wasn't new then.
Did you go in...
It looked new when we got it. It
was a drive off the lot that day, or did you have to come back after the paperwork? And
we went, we done the paperwork. We were talking to them through email and phone calls and
there
stuff.
There you go.
Yeah. And then we went and signed the paperwork and drove off the lot.
If you can't, you definitely can't buy a house. You definitely can't buy a car. I don't think that's yours, like a €500,000 car or even a €100,000 car. I'd go in, I'll take that.
Could you buy
and walk and drive away with it?
Could you go to like a few electrical shops, like Apple stores and stuff, and just like clear the stock there and then? And then
buy a kitchen. Because,
but could you buy lots of stuff to the value of €1 million, obviously, because that's what you have, and then sell it, and then get the gaff. Because you have an ultimate time, like you have whatever time you want then to spend €1 million.
I don't know if you could. Like, if you went, could you, if you went into an Apple...
Too much stuff, like.
If you went into
you
an
wouldn't
Apple
have
shop,
the fucking stock.
Would you have the stock? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You have all day...
Could you buy a horse? Like a racehorse?
I think there's a lot of... Probably.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Where'd you start? Goffs, is it? Just go up to a man who looks like a Protestant.
Goffs.
And assume he has a horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the most expensive horse you have? I don't know.
I can give you this one for €1 million. Yeah.
A nice hotel. I mean, I'd book into a really fancy hotel. I'd get lots of food.
Ashford Castle.
Would you like book loads of holidays? You can do them pretty quick.
But you have to have the... I'm assuming you have to have it in your hand, but you're...
I mean, giving
if
a
you
card.
Buy something and you physically have it.
Giving a card, no?
Revolut.
Yeah. So you go buy a few holidays.
Can you... What, can you... You don't have a card or anything. Can you like... If you went to a travel agent, could you just say, I'll Revolut you?
Well, like, you have a Revolut card that's like...
No, you don't.
I have one.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, I guess I don't.
What's the most expensive thing, do you think, on Facebook Marketplace?
Like, is there a limit on the Revolut card that you can't spend more than 10 grand?
Maybe.
See, this is the thing as well. You can't, even with a normal bank card.
I think mine...
Remember I went to go fix the car?
Yeah, my limit is like 2.5 grand a day.
Yeah, same. I can't spend my money even if I wanted to. Isn't that mad?
Crazy.
Let me spend my money. I have £1 million for the day. Let me spend my money.
But if you're on Revolut, you could invest that money and then the next person would get more money. So the interest is compounding as well as the money just being passed around.
So basically, like, the catch is you can only spend 2.5 grand out of €1 million.
Yeah.
And that's what'll upset people.
Unless there's something else that you could do with it. I don't know. What could you do with it?
Could you pay a singer to perform?
A singer?
Like somebody really famous that would charge €1 million.
How would you even get in touch with them?
How'd you even start it?
It's frustrating. It's a frustrating amount of money, isn't it?
Like, well, you only have a day. You nearly wouldn't want it.
The stress of it?
No. Just because, like, how are you going to spend it all? You'd have all these ideas of what you could spend £1 million on, but you're restricted to fuck.
I know. Oh, go get a car. Fuck, can't. Mm.
It's closed.
I don't know. I don't know if there is restrictions on... I suppose even if you assumed there wasn't a restriction on it, you could tap £1 million if there was somebody willing to sell you something for £1 million there and then. But who? And then would you feel bad that the next person doesn't get on?
No.
You're a sick man, Darren. You're a sick, sick man.
I just wanted a MacBook. Well, I'm after getting like 800,000 of them.
What are you going to do with 800,000 MacBooks? Like, how are you even going to move it?
Sell them at a loss, just so you can have the money then.
Oh, it'd be so you'd be panicked as fuck for the day, wouldn't you? How do I get a hold on to this money?
It's a tough one.
Anymore?
That's what I do.
Good shout, Luke. That got us a load of chat. Hi lads, Owen, Ed, Aoife and whoever. Joe, with all the talk of wakes, I would highly recommend the Irish Wake Museum in Waterford City. It is class. I have now heard my first in our new feature called Monday Mindbenders. Okay. I have now heard my first, this is Paul actually, sorry, it must be the teacher. I've now heard my first in our new feature called Monday Mindbenders, but I will keep on trucking and schedule one each week. Hopefully you guys will use them. This is the riddles.
Mm.
I will now make them easier for the lads. Riddle number 2. What is sometimes born in silence, is harmless yet unpopular, is invisible but makes its presence known, will fade without a trace?
Oh, a fart.
Yes.
Try harder. Try harder, buddy. Will you? For fuck's sake.
It was a fart.
Jesus.
You walk into a room that contains a match, a kerosene lamp, a candle, and a fireplace. What would you light first? Kerosene lamp, a candle, and a fireplace. You walk into a room that contains a match. What gets lit first?
Fireplace, no?
So the choice, yeah. Well, kerosene lamp, a candle, and a fireplace.
Kerosene?
A match, because you can't light anything else without it.
Yeah. Well done.
The Riddler.
That's not even a riddle. That's just a fucking question.
The Riddler becomes the riddled.
The diddler becomes the diddler.
You are riddled.
Could you just make them a little bit easier for me?
Well, yeah. Jesus, I hope these are easier or more fun. We need them a little level above.
Yeah.
They're a little too easy, I think.
I did the fire force then.
I wouldn't have gotten the match.
I'd use the lighter in my pocket.
Would you like use the match to light the fart? There we go. How are you, lads? I heard that riddle the other day and I couldn't imagine anyone guessing it was the one night with the other three saps at the hotel. I'd be questioning that bill. Laughing face. Anyway, this riddle caused absolute murder in my house a few years ago, in my ma's house. Also coming to blows. Almost. You might get it straight away, but you never know. Riddle me this. Oh, this is a classic. Brothers and sisters, I have none, but that man's father is my father's son. Keep up the good work. I absolutely love the pod.
Say it again.
Brothers and sisters, I have but none, but that man's father is my father's son.
Brothers and sisters, I have none, but that man's father is my father's son.
And I don't really like this.
They hurt me head.
They're giving me a headache.
The answer to the classic riddle, brothers and sisters, I have none, but that man's father is my father's son, is...
The father. That's Joseph.
The father. It's not.
But that man's father is my father's son.
Who's that man?
Brothers and sisters, I have none. But that man's father is my father's son. So that's the uncle?
No.
That's his brother.
That man's father is my father's son. It's his son, because the speaker is an only child. Brothers and sisters, I have none. My father's son must be the speaker themselves. Your father's son is you. Therefore, that man's father is me, making the man the father of the son. So that man's father, if you're pointing at your son, that man, Beckett, you're pointing at Beckett, that man's father is my father's son.
Yeah, but that's why I said me at the start. The answer is me. But like,
who's that man?
Me da.
Who's that man?
There you go. We got riddled. Well done.
And on that note, I'm going to shake the microphone a little bit.
I'm gonna.
That's what people really want.
They want the microphone shaking.
That's what they listen to the bonus episode for.
When is he going
to
do it?
Hey guys, first of all, you need to let up on slagging Joe.
Ah.
I met him in the local centre recently and he was lovely.
Ah.
Thank God he didn't ask me, do I want a photo?
In the local, the local where? The
local centre.
Local centre.
Centre.
Here's the question. Who would be your favourite celebrity deathmatch duo and how would it end? For example, they would be allowed weapons of your choice and what weapons would they have? Celebrity deathmatch, who you choosing and what's their weapon?
To fight like?
Hmm.
And they win.
Is it like a...
So you're pitching two celebrities up against like each other.
Tag team.
And then what weapons do they have and who wins?
It's us though, yeah?
Who would be your celebrity deathmatch duo and how would it end?
It's got to be Keelty against Tuberty.
Oh my God.
Doesn't it? Like that's definitely the headline.
Mm.
What weapons?
Microphones.
And a book. Tuberty having a heavy book.
Oh yeah. What about big heavy
book? Slappy book.
Yeah.
What about John versus Edward?
I wouldn't know which one would win that.
That'd be like a tag team match between them and Podge and Raj. Mm. Imagine that.
Mm.
They whip their hair around like and or tie it together and just like clothesline Podge and Raj.
Louis Walsh and Simon Cowell. Stop saying my name.
Mm.
That's how he'd win. He just keeps saying, stop saying my name. Stop saying my name. Stop saying. And then Simon Cowell would be like, ah.
he just drives his Range Rover over the opponent. Yeah. Tuberty fights with a book, but then Keelty comes out with a Good Friday Agreement, slaps that over his Tuberty's head, and sends him flying to London, and then Tuberty comes back with a bag of cash, and bounces it off Keelty's
with
head.
With a Renault badge.
Yes.
And some flip flops.
Yeah.
Loads of cars. There it is.
Jason the Dub, living in Kerry. Greg, he's got more questions which you can keep for the next year.
Nice.
There you go. That's your bonus, lads. Good.
We'll keep them for next year.
That was good. That was good bonusing, yeah.
That was a good bonus, yeah. Good bonusing there. Mm. Good day is a good day of bonusing.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Dan loves a good bonus. Don't you? Don't you love a good bonus?
Oh, I do, yeah.
I think he's got a bonus right now.
Is that a bonus?
What's that supposed to mean, Ed?
We just recorded a bonus, so you've got a bonus.
I've got it in the bag.
Yep.
I've put the bonus in my pocket.
Yeah, we can see it.
Is that a bonus or is it the way you're sitting?
Is that a bonus or are you just happy to see me?
No, it's a main.
Oof.
Right. You can say goodbye now.
Right. See us after. If you have any questions, send them into stall@goloudnow.com. Or DM the new Instagram page. That's not quite new anymore, but it's there.
Relatively new. Email the relatively new Instagram page. And it'll be more active. If you don't follow it already, go follow it. We're going to be more active with comedy sketches and other bits and pieces that are going to be thrown up on that. So give it a folly.
Give it a folly.
Give it a folly.
On the head. Give your phone a head out here.
Boom.